really study. They're students of the game, so they're doing a great job as well.
Good luck, man. Thanks. What's that next step you need to take as a wide receiver?
Next step I need to take is to continue to get better. I need to fine-tune my skills, you know, catching ability, route running, everything like that as a receiver, and just making daily progress as an overall player.
Do you see your role as more of a leadership-type player being expanded this year?
Oh, yes, definitely. I'm going into my third year, and I have to step up. I look around in the locker room, and, you know, I'm one of the veteran guys right now, so I got to step up, and I'm ready to do it.
Hard to believe you're going into your third year already? Or not really?
It's kind of a toss-up. But I've put in a lot of work, these past 2 years, so when you put in a lot of work, it can go a little bit slower, but when you think about it, it is kind of going fast at the same time.
What's the biggest thing you guys try to get out of these summer workouts?
Team camaraderie. You know, we get in, the incoming freshmen. It's a unique time because the incoming freshmen are coming in, and we get to build relationships with them before camp starts, so that's one of the big things.
Can you guys really stress the importance of that to those freshmen that are coming in right now, that this is really a crucial time?
Yes, we do it. We do it through setting examples, and we teach them the ropes, you know, the do's and don'ts of being here, the ups and the downs of being here, and they really learn from us.
How much learning have you found yourself having to do here, or I guess reviewing with the new playbook and new terminology and everything right now?
It's a daily thing. You know, it's a new system, so with a new system comes different concepts, different schemes. It's all football at the end of the day, but you really have to pick up on the terminology, and you got to turn it into a habit, and not just studying it, but absolutely getting it down to where it's a habit, it's a habitual thing.
CJ was just talking about how James is kind of quizzing some of the other quarterbacks on plays and whatnot.
Yeah.
Has he been trying to quiz you guys at all, just randomly when you're?
Yeah, we were out running routes yesterday, and he gave me a little quick quiz, and I got the answer wrong, but you know, we got back on track. Yeah, but James is doing a great job with that.
Comparing playbooks from this year to last year, how much is this one bigger, more condensed? Have you even seen the whole playbook?
I would say it's a little bit more condensed, honestly.
Not as many pages?
No, it's not as many pages, but it's a very good system for us. It's pretty easy for us to get down, but we got to keep studying it, keep learning.
Are you comfortable with the offense?
Oh, yes, definitely.
After the spring?
Definitely. I'm very, very comfortable. And, the quarterbacks are comfortable as well. When they're comfortable, the running backs get comfortable, the wide receivers get comfortable. So we all feeding off each other's energy, and we're learning a new playbook.
What's kind of a daily schedule for you in the summer? Like, take me through a normal day of workouts.
Normal day, I get up at 5:20, come over here, work out at 6 o'clock, get out about, say, 8:15, go to class from 9 to 10, go home, go to sleep, wake up about 11:45, go to class at 12:15, get out of class at 3, and then after that, me and the boys, we just hang out, have a good time.
So you have a little free time then?
Yeah, we do have a lot of free time in the summer. Yeah.
How many days a week is that? That's two every day?
That's every day, yeah. Okay. Five days a week.
How long do you have classes? Is that like... How many weeks? How long is it?
It's 8 weeks. It's an 8-week course, yeah.